It's a very unique year in the history of the United Nations, a year where we're adopting a new sustainable development goals, a very bold promise for the future, and a year where we're agreeing a new climate change agreement. And that's why it's so fitting that we celebrate this International Youth Day with the theme of youth civic engagement, because I believe the password to achieve the sustainable development goals is engaging young people in the implementation. It's a simple math. We have 17 goals and we have 15 years to achieve them, but we have the largest generation of young people the world has ever seen. And we can't actually cater for this many young people. The smart thing to do is to engage young people as partners in development, as partners in the implementation. So my message in the International Youth Day is, I would say, three messages. The first, for young people who are already engaged, my message to them is we are proud of you. We salute your important work and we need you even to do more. Second message to governments, that we need to scale up our investments in young people. We need to channel more resources and we need to open more mechanisms for young people to be involved in the decision-making processes. Third message is for young people who are still in doubt about whether their participation would make a difference in our world. I'd invite them all to come on board with the United Nations and to be part of this global movement that is trying to eradicate extreme poverty in 15 years and put our planet on a path of sustainability.
And what does it mean when we talk about young people being civically engaged? What does that look like?
Civic engagement is about feeling the responsibility of honoring the social contract in your society and also being part of doing something good for your community and making sure that you are not only a beneficiary, but also you're a player in making change in the world. It's from political participation to volunteering to community work to cultural activities. It's all of that. And civic engagement is about reaching true potential.
What are some of the barriers to young people engaging politically, socially, and economically?
I think it comes in different shapes. There are many barriers, starting with underestimating or undermining the importance or the contributions of young people. In many societies, in many places, there are regulatory frameworks that is not conducive for youth participation. The laws are not that supportive. In some places, when young people want to run for office, they are demanded to be over 30 years old, even to establish a youth organization. And also, there are the question of mechanisms, and opening more mechanisms for youth participation. And that could be from the community level, from the village level, of having decision makers listening to them and engaging with them, or having different mechanisms for their energy to be channeled in the right directions.
What connects you to this work personally, and what makes it meaningful for you?
I started doing youth work when I was 15 years old, volunteering everywhere. I was trying to be part of youth organizations and youth movements. And what fascinates me is always when you come with others for something larger than yourself, bigger than only your own career or dreams as individuals, but rather think of the community, think of the global good, not only the public good in that sense. And trying to do something meaningful to the circles around you, also to the world at large. And I'm constantly reminded whenever I meet young people by this amazing energy. And that's my very special connection. Whenever I visit young people from Somalia to Uganda, Rwanda, and Paraguay, and all these countries, you always see how similar their aspirations are. And they all want a better future. They want to do something good to their communities. I think they deserve it from us to work even harder for them and to offer them with more mechanisms. But also I keep telling young people, don't only wait for the opportunity, you should also create it.